from the heart of downtown Cape Girardeau on Broadway, because I just messed that up because Shannon put pressure on me. We're at Gaming Grounds. I think it's 709. I'm looking at... it's 709 Broadway. What's up, friends?
Keep
this
going.
Is Tanner Thursday. I'm sweating now. I'm just
no, it's fine.
She's turned like the most red I have ever seen her turn.
I did it.
It's one of those things that everyone... Remember, Jesse, when everyone used to want to do intros for the shows? And we were like, okay, you think this is so easy?
Intro's the hardest part.
I didn't ask for this.
No, you didn't.
You
never
did
done
good.
Anything against me. But I felt you had to learn. Hey, it's Tanner Thursday on Podzilla 1985. We got a great show for you here tonight. We're a week away from Christmas, and that was one of the best gifts, was Mandy Kennedy, who's here with us tonight. Hi, Mandy.
Hey.
Jesse Kimball, of course, down at the end of the table, host of Nerd Up, co-owner of Podzilla 1985, my good friend.
What's up?
And Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi, I'm here.
The queen of Podzilla 1985.
Huh?
You were the queen of Podzilla 1985.
Okay. Yeah,
just
it
accept
run.
It and go.
You're always
sure.
the first lady.
I got upgraded from princess
lady.
To queen.
Nice.
At some point, you
someone
had to get a promotion.
And I don't know who.
Lots of people
Lots
died.
Of people in 2016.
Yeah, that's next week, though. Hey, I'm Shannon Young. I'm your host, as always. I always forget to introduce everybody on Pro Wrestling Unscripted now. And they'll usually call me out on it, Allie or one of the guys, and I'll say, yeah, how long have we been doing this show now? If they don't know who we are by this point, like...
You never know when it's going to be somebody's first episode.
We're going to bomb you next time.
We get lots of new listeners. Happens. You're going to what?
I'm going to bomb your pud. Your
Mandy did
PW.
Not stay out of that jacket very long.
I don't need you to bomb my pro wrestling podcast. Dalton's got that under control.
I didn't crash the party.
Oh.
I know these wrestlers now. I learned things.
You do. You're good friend. You're friends with Austin Lane.
I am. We're pals.
James Ellsworth is a huge fan of you.
That he is. Those Twitter messages.
Can we? I know this isn't Pro Wrestling Unscripted, but you're going to be there in January.
Yeah.
For Cage Chaos.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Me and Jeff are talking about trying to hang me from above.
Oh God.
So I can get good pictures.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to happen, but we'll see.
Well, that will be interesting. We got some Team Skull going here. What is...
Japan dropped their Sun and Moon TCG cards.
Japan needs to drop Team
ours
Skull.
Ours don't come out till February.
To be fair,
but I want them.
I'm really sad that Team Skull is as annoying as they are, because when I first saw
annoying.
Them, I thought they looked so cool. Like, the outfits look really cool.
And
the
then
symbols
they're just
really
goofy
cool.
as hell.
Yeah, and then they're like goofy wannabe rappers.
Yeah, they're
yeah,
goofy street slang. That's the worst
goofy,
for me.
They're
yeah.
annoying.
That whole homies and
right?
yeah.
yeah,
I do really like that. Every time you talk with them, it gives you an option to say you've never heard of them or seen them before. That is hilarious to me.
That is very funny. But you know what would be great in a Pokemon game is like a good villain,
like Team Rocket.
Yeah, Team Rocket was awesome.
I miss
was
awesome. Team Rocket.
It's been downhill since then, and that was what 74
Team
years
Flair
ago.
Was really good.
I liked Team Flair.
Was it Team Flair the one that was just trying to beautify the world?
They were going to destroy the world before it could no longer be beautiful.
That is dumb as hell. And
it
you know
is,
it.
But I liked their outfits.
I mean, like they still rocked it. Like it was. They were still interesting enemies, and they had an interesting motive. Like, yeah, it sounds dumb when you write it out like that, but
on paper, sounds terrible. But once you get going with the plan.
They made it work. They made it work.
I mean, would I be upset if it was a world of Kate Upton's? No. Get rid of the lesser creatures.
I mean, come on.
And
you
Ryan
liked
Reynolds?
Team Plasma because they dressed up like knights in chainmail.
I did like Team Plasma. We went as Team Magma one year.
I was about to say, yeah. I also liked Magma and Aqua. Like, I thought those teams
yep,
were pretty cool.
Yeah, Krista and I did Aqua, kind of.
Yep, you guys did like the next... event or whatever.
Yeah.
So we did Magma and you guys did Aqua.
Yeah.
Later they did.
Oh, like
I mean, you know, when we yeah. went to the black and white thing, Krista had her Aqua and I had my Magma.
That's true.
The only time I remember Krista, I remember, didn't we run into her at Oh My God Con and she was Edward Ulrich?
Yes.
Yeah,
yep.
And I was Reason. We fought
you
guys
okay.
trying to
yes.
get groupies.
Yes. That was actually what started like us, yeah, me hanging out with Mandy and Krista.
I think that was the first time I ever met Krista, or one of the first.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, because then you actually knew who I was and not just Pat's sister.
Yeah.
Because before that, I did at some point remember her name because her and I bonded over, what was it, like
a drum key.
Yeah. Her and I bonded over a drum key that she had on her keychain because we were both drummers. And yeah, what was that, Lindsay?
That was her drumming.
I was drumming.
Yeah.
You
can
do an animal style drumming.
That worked at GameStop briefly knew who I was when they finally found out Pat had a sister. And I was just like, oh, it's Pat's sister.
Because Pat did not talk about the fact that he had a sister very often.
No.
So Mandy would come in, like, hang out. And
I would just remember seeing her and going, oh, it's Fem Pat.
Yeah, see? Yeah, I had no name.
Yeah, Mandy would come in. Pat would try to talk her into pre-ordering something.
All the time! Every time! I walked out of with a pre-order game. Damn it. You know you want it.
We need to get those numbers.
That's how I got him to love me.
Jeez. Pat Kennedy, you bastard.
We're friends now.
You're the MFer of the week. We're bringing that back.
I still it's like to take a little bit of claim for that because that happened after I started hanging out with Mandy and Krista.
That's true, yeah.
What, that her and Pat
started hanging out again?
I take the same credit for Allie and Calvin because they didn't talk much. And ever since, you know, everyone started centralizing in our group, they've become like friends. So she's really happy about that. And I like to take credit for that because I truly believe that I am like the center of the universe. And that everyone here gravitates around me. And if it weren't for me, none of us would be friends. Which isn't entirely true.
No.
But at the same time, a lot of people have met each other because of me.
So Mr. 100 is also claiming to be the sun.
I'm saying I'm as big as the sun.
Although I did have a kid, and Pat kind of came around after I had Mike.
But you were not a massive
I was going to say that.
That also
they probably
helped.
Would have happened eventually because of that.
I know what that's from. But
you need to be Uncle Pat.
Yep.
Uncle Pat.
Uncle Pat, yeah.
Miss Pat Kennedy. I miss those days. We should do another GameStop episode sometime and get, man, if we could get Pat on here and MC, I'd say Dombach, but I haven't talked to Dombach in years.
He probably wouldn't. I doubt he
I have
down.
Carrie. He wouldn't want to still be on have the Carrie show. On Facebook for reasons I don't know. I think I'm just too lazy to delete her because I never really talk to her. I don't dislike her at all. I don't dislike Dombach.
Don't talk to him. Yeah.
I just don't talk to them. Yeah. It's time I went through another round of deletions. Delete!
I need to do that.
Delete!
Goodbye.
So what are we talking about tonight, Jesse?
I think we were talking about our favorite Christmas presents,
we
Shannon.
We are. As I put it on my Facebook.
The Ghost of Christmas Presents.
Whoa. I liked it.
Andrew didn't get to make a May joke tonight since we didn't get to play.
Nope. No, he did not. No, he did not.
I hear Blizzard had to apologize for May's outfit, her new one. Because apparently it wasn't cool enough to be legendary, and everyone's complaining.
Everybody thought that because like her base skin, it almost looks like just a recolor with a Santa hat.
Yes.
But then when she turns into her ice block form, she becomes a snowman.
Yeah, and it looks awesome.
It is really cool.
Yes.
Well, we'll save that for Nerd Up.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
I can't think of a good Frosty the Snowman joke to mix with it.
I can't either.
I failed.
Frosty the Snowman.
No.
Oh, my. You're right.
Not good enough.
We're delivering a snowman to a woman with no man. Oh, I just actually pushed my mic down.
Yeah, okay. You did. All right.
All right.
So Christmas presents.
Christmas presents. Any other news to share with the folks? I feel like there's something important we were going to talk about before we got to the main part, and I'm also stalling because people keep posting new messages on the status, which I just posted 10 minutes before 9 because I forgot. Because I was playing
in traditional PZ85 fashion.
1 hour ago, 8:55.
Are you sure that's all it was?
I'm looking at
it. I could have sworn it was before that. All right.
Time
I guess
lie.
I've watched too many anime crack videos.
I was playing Dead Rising 4. I was distracted.
Oh my gosh, AMV hells.
I don't, what?
There's a used to be YouTube videos called AMV Hell. There's just like a million anime.
It's where you just take little like clips to like stupid crap.
And
they actually still do those now. They're called just anime crack.
It's really the first one was the best one that ever. It's like 40 minutes long, but it's great.
Some of them are pretty funny. Like I sometimes whenever I get really bored, I'll YouTube anime vines, which are effectively the same thing.
Yeah.
And it just does little like snippets with different sounds, music, and voiceovers.
I think my hatred of anime has just gotten to a point now where I can't really watch anything with it. I can't watch AMVs. I can't watch shows. I can't even watch clips. Like it just drives me crazy. I don't know why. I don't know why I turned.
I can still get you to watch Pokemon Generations.
Well, you put it on and I'm sitting there, so you know.
It's also like 5 minutes long.
That's like saying you can get me to smoke by lighting up a cigarette across the room from me. It's not quite the same thing. You're there, I'm there, and it's happening.
Well, I mean, slight difference in that.
Which is also
you're still
how I view intercourse. I'm there, well, you're there, it's happening.
We'll move past it. So we actually talk about presents and we could just get to the fan stuff afterward?
Yeah, we'll do that. I do want to plug real quick that I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this Saturday. I keep putting off this thing I want to try of the news program.
Mm.
I need to build up hype for it because it's going to be unlike any other show on the network because it's just me and it's going to be serious stuff. Like I want to talk about Dylan Roof. this weekend. I want to talk about Trump's cabinet. I want to talk about the conspiracy theories. I want to talk about all that stuff. So this is going to be a very serious tone show with humor thrown in because I can't be serious for too long. You know me. But I don't know how it's going to go. I don't expect it to be a ratings blockbuster like Nerd Up or Pro Wrestling Unscripted. But if people want to listen to it, I'll appreciate it. So that's this Saturday.
Everybody loves a new show. Like, that'll probably get a whole lot of hits.
I hope so, because I started this because I wanted to do journalism, and I haven't really done journalism because we have so much fun on the shows. It's like, why ruin a good thing? You know, kids love squalor, and we hand it to them in buckets.
I mean, we have done a few, like, serious shows and serious topics.
Yeah, every time a tragedy happens, we'll bust out the microphones and get to talking.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we had plenty of them this year.
Uh-huh.
But let's not worry about what happened this year. Let's take you back to a time when things were actually pleasant, which was the past, at Christmas time, when I'm sure we all got something that that really stuck with us. And why are we doing the show tonight? Because we want to bring some Christmas cheer, some holiday cheer to you folks. And it's a very, very, it's a very jaded year for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit of happiness is going to go a long way. So we're going to talk about Christmas. We're going to talk about our favorite Christmas gifts, the things that we enjoyed the most that give us the best memories. We asked you to share some of yours with us. You did. We're going to read that at the end of the show. Let's kick it off. We have no set plan. We have no order. We didn't write down
a
list.
We're going to wing it.
It's what we do.
It really is. It's what we do on every show.
Yeah. And Jesse, go.
All right. So we just start, I guess, from my childhood, one of the ones that I remember
just memories,
most.
Just share some memories with us. Let's do something heartwarming and fun.
I remember there was, when I was really little, I was probably 3 or 4 years old, something like, or 4 or 5 years old. I was getting to a point where, like, I honestly, like, I stopped believing in Santa at a really young age. And a lot of people were telling me Santa's not real, that kind of thing.
My cousins told me.
Yeah, and I remember when I was
like, think I just always knew.
I was like 4 or 5 when this happened. I had always wanted one of those. I would see them on TV and commercials all the time. Like those multi-tables that, yes. Like, it was like a ping pong table, a pool table,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Air hockey table, yes. And a basketball
yeah.
goal, like all in one. Me and my little brother wanted one so bad, like so bad. And I remember one Christmas, Jake and I woke up and mom was like, and we opened our presents and then mom was like, well, I think you guys have something else out in the fire station. Which if you guys haven't listened to a show before, I used to live in a fire station. my family got to live there rent free as long as my dad was on 24-hour call for, the fire station. Like, you had to drive a fire truck.
So remember, Jesse lived in a fire station. Shannon lived in a trailer. Lindsay lived in a mansion because her family was rich.
It was not a mansion.
And
it was a 3-bedroom ranch style house.
In Pennsylvania.
Oh, queen.
In Pennsylvania, just a small house. And then when we moved here, it was not a trailer, but like the modular, like the fancy trailer.
The double wides.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where is Stephanie from originally?
Stephanie White?
Yeah.
I thought she was from here.
Okay, because other than her, every female on this show is from Pennsylvania.
That's true.
That's awesome.
I mean, yeah, since Krista's not on the show anymore.
That will blow your mind, buddy.
That's just a weird coincidence.
That's a weird coincidence.
But none of us are from the same area of right. Pennsylvania.
Thank God.
Scranton, Pittsburgh, and where is Allie from?
She's somewhere in the middle, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was some specific. It was a college town. I can't remember the name of it now, but it was a really strange name.
It's Pennsylvania. There's lots of.
Right. Say Punxsutawney?
No, that's still too far.
I'm
going
to text her right now and find out. You go on with your story.
I thought you said it was closer to like Hershey and Harrisburg.
Well, either way, like I knew that my parents, like, because my dad always talked about how we were too broke to do anything. Like any time that we wanted to do literally anything, well, we don't have the money for that. We can't afford that. We can't do that. Can't do this. And whenever, you know, we went out and we saw, my parents had gotten us one of those setups. Like had everything, had air hockey, basketball, pool, all of it. And like in one of the small tables, me and Jake were so excited. We're like, Santa has to be real. You guys are too broke to buy anything like this. I legitimately said that.
They immediately took it back and said, you're right. We're going to sell it, you little bastard.
A couple of other incidents where we got like the really cool big like built setup for Christmas. I remember one of the funnier ones when I was a kid. Me and Jake loved Hot Wheels, and we always wanted one of those like big setups where you could just put the car in and, you know, it had a little motor and it just went. It went through all the loop de loops and everything else. There was one in particular that had like you had to get special cars to use it that twisted in the middle. I think.
Wait, the car's twisted or the track twisted?
The car's twisted.
I don't know what that means.
Like, okay, like the car actually was jointed and twisted in the middle.
I've never seen that. Yeah.
It was like basically it was the car was split in half and twisted on a little axis in the middle because it had to go on the super cool track that you could buy it for. And yeah, it would like, it just had like the crazy sharp corkscrew turns and all this other really cool stuff. And, Jake and I wanted one so bad. And this was probably like, I don't know, 3 years after the big basketball goal thing. And, I remember we were at my grandma's house, or we went to my grandma's house, cause it's like, all right, well, time to go to grandma's for Christmas lunch and stuff like that. And, we got there. It's like, oh, it looks like Santa got you guys another present over here. And I go into my uncle furiously trying to put together this, like, Hot Wheels trek. And he was like, oh, you guys are here.
Santa helped.
I opened your present. I'm sorry.
Well, no, he thought on the fly pretty quick. He was just like, oh, well, Santa came in and he asked for my help on setting this up and he had to go and deliver toys to everybody else. So
Santa quit. It was too hard.
Oh, no, funny enough, he actually, like, in trying to put it together, he broke it.
Santa did not leave instructions.
Santa shopped at IKEA.
And they were going to take it back, I guess, and try to get another one, and we never got another one.
Aww.
We got to keep the cars, and they were super cool looking.
And looking back on it, are you kind of like me? Because I told the story about how I got a train set when I was a kid, and I wanted a train set so bad, and I went to bed, nothing. I came up in the morning, and there was this huge wrapped box, which was the train set, and I was so excited to have it. But then once I got it going, I thought, why was I excited about this? Is that the feeling you have with the cars? Because you're like, you know what I can do with video games? More.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, with the car track, it never was finished. Like, my uncle was sitting there trying to put it together, and he broke it trying to put it together. So they boxed it all up, and they were going to take it back and try to get another one. But, I mean, I don't remember
ever
getting
it. You just said, don't worry about it.
I didn't say don't worry about it.
You went over to your video game system and was like, I got it.
No, it just – because Jake and I were really upset that it wasn't working because we were really excited about it. They just couldn't get it to work, and we just – they took it back to Walmart, and I thought that, I guess Walmart anyway, and I thought they were going to try and get a replacement, but for whatever reason, I guess they didn't get a replacement.
So, and it just disappears?
Yeah, like, it just.
That's right. Yeah, you broke this. You can't do anything.
Yeah, I mean,
and then you can't just have it to mess around with.
We were young enough that I guess we just didn't really care. We didn't notice.
Or maybe they took it back and like, yeah, this broke, and they were like, oh, well, you broke it. Sorry. So your parents just junked it and walked off.
That's a distinct possibility.
Also, I want to point out, Allie texted me back. She was born in Clearfield and lived in State College.
Okay. Oh. So, yeah, she was more towards the middle of the state, definitely.
Wait, and you're from the western part of the state,
Northwest.
Right? And you were from?
Southeast.
Up top.
Was Scranton further up?
Yeah, because we're only 2 hours away from New York City.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so you were east.
So you're closer to where Ariel was.
So literally, like, you were the queen of the Western Kingdom. You had the Eastern Kingdom, and Allie had the middle. It's like Game of Thrones, except the thrones are, I don't know, My Little Ponies or whatever you guys use.
Snow.
Pokemon. Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Toys.
Presents.
Oh, toys. Presents, yeah.
No, you didn't get the Hot Wheels thing.
Yeah, I didn't get the Hot Wheels thing. And then the next big present that I got that I remember being super excited about was actually the Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
And I've told this story on air before where, 1 year I knew mom had hid our presents in her bedroom. And this was like, August or something like that when she bought everything. And nobody was at home. It was just me and Jake at home. So, we snuck into the bedroom because mom didn't think we could pick the crappy locks, like door locks in this apartment, but we could. So we went into
mom's
room.
That's how kids get shot, Jesse. Do you want to get shot?
Nobody was in there. It's fine. So we went into mom's room and, I saw like all the bags of toys and stuff like that. And I was looking through it and Jake and I saw the N64 in there. And oh my.
Your uncle was putting it together. He's like, God damn it, boy.
How does this always happen?
How do I even break this thing?
He breaks the power cable in half.
He's trying to put the expansion pack in. Well, this is way before the expansion pack came out.
He's probably looking at the controller like, the fuck is this thing?
I mean, that's a distinct possibility because, like, my uncle was a big fan of the NES and Super Nintendo. And then he probably saw the N64 controller like, what?
Is this a throwing star?
Through hell, spawn!
You could stab somebody with this.
So Jake and I saw this thing. And like I said, this was like late summer when she bought it. And we knew we weren't going to get it until Christmas time. And now, like, cause I think at this point I was like 9 or something like that. Like, Jake would have been 8. So both of us were just like,
and that song, Waiting is the Hardest Part, started playing until Christmas.
Yeah. Oh my God. And I mean, like, a 9-year-old, 3 months is a really long time. Uh-huh. Especially to wait to get a new game system that we had been like begging for a year at that point.
And at that point in time, knowing that you're getting it just isn't enough. It's like, no.
Gotta have
it. Instead, it's tormenting you.
My mom did that to me with PlayStation 2. She bought me one, but she got it from like rent to own. Because that's how my mom bought everything, was through rent to own. So what would normally be like a $400 system was like $800 for her. Mm-hmm. But she showed it to me and she's like, yeah, I got it for you. That thing you wanted. Now I'm going to put it up. And then on Christmas, you can get it. And I remember I shut the door and I said, let's talk. That's just not going to work for me. My parents were really good about video game systems. I got a Nintendo for Christmas. That's probably my favorite gift of all time. Because I saw my friend Jeff had a Sega Master System and I watched him play it. He's in jail now. No longer has access to a Master System. Now has access to the Master Race. Uh-oh. Yeah. Uh-oh. So Jeff would play his Master System, and I got jealous, and I wanted one. And instead, they got me a Nintendo. And that night, as I'm waiting to play Mario Brothers, because I wanted to play Mario Brothers so bad, my dad played fucking Duck Hunt all night. Can I say fuck on the air?
I mean, Mandy already did.
He played fucking Duck Hunt all night. And I'm just sitting there going like Mac and It's Always Sunny. Can I goddamn play the goddamn game?
Did I ever tell you the story how I got my Super Nintendo?
I don't think so.
I mean, this isn't Christmas, this particular one. My mom worked at a convenience store and some dude came in. And, like, he would always, like, every few months he would come in and spend, like, $200 in scratch-off tickets or something like that. Just something dumb. And, I guess he had left just a whole, like, he had gotten them and started scratching through them and wasn't winning anything and just, like, rage quit. And he still had, like, 4 or 5 left to scratch off. And so my mom just grabbed them. And one of them was a big winner. Like, it was like $5,000 or something like that.
Woohoo!
Yeah. So I was like, whoo, sucks to be him.
Sucks to suck.
Right? Yeah.
So,
this is why we don't rage quit.
Right. So,
Steven?
My mom and dad actually went to, they went on like a little mini vacation, went up to St. Louis, just, you know, did a thing, had fun, whatever. And, they told us they were getting us a Super Nintendo. So we actually went to, the video rental store the night before they were coming back to rent a couple of games in anticipation for them bringing back a Super Nintendo. And I remember waking up the next morning to my dad setting it up in our bedroom, and he's just sitting there playing Super Mario World. And I'm like...
I was hoping you were going to say you woke up and you went to the living room and your uncle was trying to plug in the Super Nintendo.
Your uncle is everything now.
He's just like, I don't understand anything.
Unlike you guys who got video game systems, I asked for one every year and never got one.
I always had to ask
until
that.
Wesley got a PlayStation, and then I finally got to play like Spyro. I mean, wasn't my system. It was Wesley's system.
You want to compare? I told the story before of how I dropped more hints about how badly I wanted a PlayStation for Christmas. And then on Christmas Day, my mom said, we got something in the trunk for you. I ran out excitedly. Pop trunk. It was a Sega Genesis.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was like The Simpsons all over again. I just had Lee Carvello's golf. Yeah. But I wanted Bone Storm.
I remember, like, when I was a kid, I didn't know how to change systems. And I get there's only 2 cables, but as a kid, I'm like, where do these go? And I'd always have to be like, Pat, will you change this for me? Oh. And now, like, I look back and I'm like, Jesus.
Oh, Jesse. Really? The queen's on their throne with multiple systems.
No, Pat. That's
no,
all my brother.
My only system I ever got for Christmas was an original Game Boy, and it was a hand-me-down from my cousins.
But you played Pokemon on that Game Boy.
I did, but it was the copy that I bought for my little brother for Christmas, and I played it instead.
Got his ass back is what you did. My parents got me every Nintendo I got on Christmas. It was like a tradition every time they released one. I got the Super Nintendo on Christmas with Mario World, and it was my favorite thing ever. I got the N64 on Christmas, and what I did with the N64, I may have told this story as well, but you know, I have the memory of a goldfish, is that I would unwrap the 64 and play it while my mom was at work, and my dad caught me, and watch me play, and then I'd rewrap it and put it back under the tree. Mom went to her grave never knowing the terrible things I have done on Christmas.
I really wish that Jake and I had been able to do that. Like, we could just take it out our N64. Which actually, all right, so one of the really depressing things about the N64, just real quick, before the N64, every system came with an RF adapter.
Yeah.
Like, that was just default, that was standard. It was actually weird. Like, you had to buy RCA port or RCA cable separately.
It's because old TVs had that hookup.
Exactly. Yep.
What an age we lived in.
We had, Jake and I, the TV in our room was like my dad's TV from when he was a kid.
Oh, Jesus. Turn dial and all?
Turn dial and all.
I'm with you there.
Called it Bertha. Because that was the heaviest TV in the house and also the smallest.
It's funny how that works. Like, they made the damn thing out of like adamantium or
titanium or I don't know.
Seriously.
But yeah, so it was the heaviest TV in the house. And yeah, we, so Jake and I get the N64 out and we're sitting there like we're setting it up because Jake and I actually got pretty good at like setting up VCRs and everything else because grandma always had trouble with it. And so did mom for that matter. We're setting up our N64. We pull out the video cable and sure enough, it's RCA. And we're like, oh no. Oh no.
You're looking at the back of the TV at the colors and you're looking at the colors of your hand going, what the hell do I do with this?
No, because I mean, we had seen it, like the living room TV had RCA.
There were no
ports.
Colors. It was just a little round twisty.
Right? It was a screwy thing.
We screwed it in. So the living room TV had it and we knew that it was there. My parents definitely did not want us in the living room playing. Because they didn't really care. They didn't want to watch us play or anything like that. So we're just sitting there panicking, like,
what do
we want? Play game now. Video no work, play game.
Billy, you'd be amazed how many people have called this week asking if they can upscale a 64 to HDMI. Where's the adapter? Can I get an adapter for that?
I just see you walking out in the living room with the cables. Play game.
Now Jake and I walked in, Jake and I walked to the living room with the cables. They're like, it no work on TV. Maybe we didn't say it quite like that because we were like 9. And
we ain't got plugs.
But I was just like, we have a problem.
You woke up the next morning, your uncle was in there pushing all three cords into the RF adapter. The goddamn thing just won't work.
Uncle Ricky, go away. was fortunately, just extremely fortunately, I've told this story before, we live right next door to a video rental place. Good old Showbiz Video, which Hunter may remember from back in the day. They were open on Christmas Day because it was a rental place. They had to be. They were open on Christmas Day, and they had the RF adapters for N64s for sale in there, which just, holy crap, saved me and Jake's Christmas. Because we had, like, Super Mario 64 just ready to go. We're like, oh, we got to play.
Mandy, what about you? Share with me a Christmas story. What's a gift you got that you really, really loved? Something that stuck with you?
Probably the best Christmas was... when we were younger, obviously, like, living in, like, a trailer, you have, like, your parents' bedroom on one end, and then you and your siblings on the other. Not that you had a sibling, but you know how it is, divided.
I had an uncle.
That works. Well, anyways, my parents
not
would put up...
not Jesse's uncle.
My parents would put up, like, curtains separating the living room from us, so they, like, we couldn't see anything when we woke up. And so it'd be, like, a huge surprise when you, like, unveiled it. But the best was, like, we opened all of our presents, and they had, like, a scavenger hunt for us. And, like, we had another garage down, like, further down. Anyways, we, like, opened that shit up, and there's a go-kart. And it was called the Yerf Dog.
And the what?
Yerf Dog.
Yerf Dog.
And it had a flag and everything, and it was a two-seater off-roader thing, because we had 5 acres, and it was, oh, my God, we, like, flipped out. And it went through snow.
The queen and her kingdom.
Still wasn't that great of a house. I sat on heat vents to keep warm.
I mean, you do that now.
I used to curl up by our heat vents.
I got changed every morning in the winter over the heat vent in my room because trailers don't hold heat.
No, they do not.
No, they really don't.
Can verify.
And like at one point on our hill, we had like this tiny little like lump in the ground. And if you floored it hard enough, you'd ramp it. Like, so that was amazing. And like. Oh, it was just.
Thank God
drifting.
You didn't have access to a video camera at the same time, because I could totally see, I'm Mandy Kennedy, this is jackass.
I wish we did. My friend and I tipped that thing one time, and I was like, hurry up. And she was like dangling I was like, hurry up, my parents, I can't let them see that we flipped this. That was probably the best one. And then when I finally got a TV for my room, for like a system when I would finally get, so I didn't have to like wait for Pat to be done, and it had a VCR in it. and like it was that TV combo. And that was super exciting.
I always wanted one of those.
Yeah.
That was my first TV for my room has the VCR combo. I'm like, yes, now I can watch all the stuff I've taped while I'm
right? I was like, oh, right, yeah. I was like so excited.
We had a VCR because that's the only way we could get cable on Bertha. Because like when Mandy said it had knobs, it was literally like it had a knob to turn it on.
Yep.
And you had your vertical
knob for the channel and knob for the volume.
Yeah, well, there was actually to change the channel. It was like you had a knob in front of you. This is a great visual thing
for the audio podcast. Yeah.
See, so you twist it like,
and it went up to 12.
It went up to 12. It was like basically like a clock, and it had the knob around that you could adjust tint and picture and stuff like that.
Yep. My grandma had one of those. You have to like get up and go change it for her.
Yep.
Yeah, there was no remote that worked for Bertha.
Nope. That's when you had to hook the VCR up and put it through that, and then you've got all your channels.
I miss those days, though. Those were the good old days.
I don't know. I remember my grandma would be like, I think I want to rearrange, and me and my brother would be trying to like push this big-ass TV somewhere else for her. Like, grandma, this TV's like 18 times heavier.
I think about that.
That's why I was glad my grandma had a built-in bookshelf thing, and the TV just stayed right in there.
I didn't have to worry about it. My grandma was dead.
But she did have a sweet feather bed, and those are really comfy. You just lay on that and play games.
I had, for the longest time, Lindsay and I didn't have a bed. When we lived together, we slept on a mattress on the floor. Very Japanese. That's how we lived back then.
It worked.
Lindsay, I did the same thing.
Lindsay, talk to me about your Christmas. Give me a good memory. Can you beat go-kart?
Probably not.
It's pretty amazing.
I will say, good.
I'm really jealous.
As a kid, a go-kart is like the coolest thing you can get.
As weird as it is, one of the ones that stands out the most for me, I had to have only been like 4 or 5, but I got the rest of the dolls that completed my Rainbow Bright collection. Like I was missing like 3 of them, and they got me all 3 of them for it. And subsequently, because I unfortunately kind of drew on all of the other ones' faces with ink, those are the only 3 that are still in pristine condition.
Why did you draw? Did you think they needed a tattoo?
No, apparently when I was younger, when I get mad, I would draw on stuff with ink pens, and my toys got that. My very first Barbie looks like an abuse victim because she's just got like blue and black ink marks all over her.
You sure that's not the special Chris Brown girlfriend edition?
No, it's not. But yeah, I finished out my collection of my dolls.
I can't criticize. I never drew on my toys, but whenever I get bored of my toys and I had a rifle.
Oh no.
They go outside and we play Army Men.
I still regret drawing on all of my stuff. Like my early My Little Ponies have ink drawings all over them. And yeah, all of my Rainbow Bright doll faces, there's just ink scribbles and it's embedded in that plastic. Like my mom and I tried several times throughout growing up trying to remove the ink, and short of me like basically stripping everything off the dolls and repainting them, it's not going to happen.
You can bleach them.
No.
Get that Michael Jackson look.
No, we've tried that. We tried DD7. We tried all kinds of like ink removal stuff, and it faded a little bit, but never actually took it out. I've just been slowly picking up like dolls off eBay and Etsy that just don't have their clothes and accessories, because I still have all of those little bits and pieces. I just need a doll with a clean face and good hair.
There was one time I was like a huge Winnie the Pooh fan, and I had all the stuffed animals. My grandma's favorite was Eeyore, and I had an Eeyore, obviously.
That lives with us.
I gave it a haircut.
I was
going to
say, that's my spirit animal.
I gave it a haircut.
Oh, no.
On its mane. And I remember going out to my girl. I was like, I cut his hair. And like, she was just like, why?
That donkey's got enough problems.
I was like, I don't know. He needed a haircut. And then like, oh, it's not going to grow back. All right, Eeyore, you'll be all right.
Now they have dolls that the hair actually does grow back, though.
No, that's it doesn't. Replace it.
Oh, well, never mind then. Kids, creepy. If you were listening to the show hoping to get a doll that hair grows back, that's an abomination.
That's some kind of sorcery.
There actually is a doll in Japan that's supposed to be haunted by the ghost of the girl that owned it, and its hair actually grows.
Is it a bayonet?
That's creepy.
A what?
The Pokemon that's a doll that was abandoned.
No, this is a doll that literally they've measured its hair and it's gotten longer.
That's creepy.
It is. You know why you don't hear about it on the news? You know why?
Why is that?
Censorship.
Oh.
They just throw it away and see if it comes back. They'll really know.
Or just cut it off and then see if it grows.
But if it does, I don't want to be near it. That's creepy.
No, Mandy, that's called science.
It's creepy.
That's called an experiment.
I don't know if I like these experiments.
Lindsay, you're forgetting the best gift you ever got for Christmas.
Well, I was going with little kids.
No.
You're talking about my Charizard SP that you got me.
No, because I got that from Mimi. Uh-huh. So I don't feel like I got that for you.
Well, it's still freaking awesome.
I'm talking about the dragon, the fairy dragon.
I was
going to
get there.
That was the best gift.
Yes, it's I have a plush fairy dragon sprite that I took forever going through the quest lines to get that stupid pet, but I love it. And then I got me the mount and the plushie the same year.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it is one of my favorite flying mounts because it changes colors as you walk around on it like a chameleon, and I want
to
hug it.
Part of our favorite thing to do on Christmas is to wake up and go open
and
our gifts in Warcraft.
And open our presents on WoW.
Yeah. It's like a second Christmas with family that's actually there. Ethan, don't laugh at that. You're a terrible person.
Sometimes I miss WoW, and then other times I'm like... I'm okay.
No, you do miss WoW, because no. I always miss WoW.
My Hearthsteed is amazing.
I miss WoW right now. Mm. Fuck who?
Fuck mountains. I always would die in the mountains, and I couldn't find my way back.
That's what Hearthstones are for.
I was low. I got to, like, level 30. Like, I was bad.
Warcraft's one of those games that people would say, like, no, the game doesn't open up until you get about to level 140. And that's not even in the game.
I also
so
got bored with my rogue. Mm.
Yeah, rogue, I never had fun playing
you
rogue.
You have to find a class that
yeah,
is
warrior for
awesome.
Me. Rush in and just bash everything.
I love my hunter.
It's fine, now I play Destiny.
I like attacking people with ravens.
Jesse, you know what my favorite gift I ever got on Christmas was?
What's that?
I don't remember how old I was. I don't remember much about Christmas. I remember a couple select things. But I did get up one day, and my parents got me the entire Darkwing Duck toy set.
Ooh.
Every figure. The only thing I didn't get was the plane. What was the plane called? Didn't it have a name?
I don't remember what the plane was. It did have a name, but
the duck plane, I don't know.
Oh, I remember.
It's been far too long since I've watched it.
But yeah. I had all the Darkwing Duck toys. I had the duck chopper, the duck
the bike,
the motor duck.
The motor duck.
The motor duck.
And that was just awesome because I'm the biggest Darkwing Duck fan in the world. So to get all of those at the same time, it's a shame that the toys were terrible. And Darkwing looked like he had Down syndrome.
Oh no.
And that upset me because I really loved Darkwing Duck and the toys were just awful. Bushroot had a thing. Bushroot. He had a little dial on his back, and when you pushed it up or down, his hair would grow slightly longer. That's exciting action.
I mean, back in the '80s, yeah.
Was it
the '90s?
Yeah.
Darkwing Duck was early
90s. Was the 80s, bastard.
I mean, I know you're not that much older than me, but like that was feasible for you to be 5 years old and get a Darkwing Duck.
Yeah, but I don't think Darkwing Duck started until the 90s, though.
Yeah,
Lindsay's
it
right.
Wasn't
it was
the
part
90s
of that Disney
because,
block.
Because DuckTales wasn't until 90, it wasn't until 87.
Because, man, I know I watched a ton of Darkwing Duck when I was a kid, but I don't remember like if I watched it after it was already in syndication or if I watched it. I don't know.
Also, is it just me or we always when I ask, hey, what name some good Christmas gift, we almost automatically go to our childhood because I realize now that like as you get older, it's harder to get excited about these things because everything now is so much more available. We all have jobs and money and everything's gotten better. So when you get something
excited about my early Christmas present of a new vacuum. Oh, look, I'm an adult.
My parents always get me things I need.
Stop
now.
It, Ethan.
Like pans or like
well, if I
stuff,
had a bigger kitchen, I would love to have more stuff to bake and cook, but I've got a stupid little hole in the wall with no cupboard space.
My parents
or counter space.
They still buy me manga, though, if I want it. But
I
remember another gift I got. We used to, like, when PCs first came out, we just had one for the living room. I'm like, I'd have to share with my brother. And we got a new one, so there's the old one. So I asked for a desk so I could play Roller Coaster Tycoon in my room. And I got a desk for Christmas. And that day, I just sat in my room and played Roller Coaster Tycoon and Sims for hours.
You can lose entire days
and her
with
two
those
computers and her desk.
This was my computer. And
I was
Pat
sitting
had
on the floor
using
the floor as a mouse for mine.
We did have a desk. It was also in the living room. Though at one point
so sorry, man.
Ours was in the dining room.
We did have two computers at one point when I was a kid just because my mom wanted her own computer. So like there was the family computer in the living room for everyone to use, and then there was my mom's computer in her bedroom that only she could use.
I'm not gonna make any jokes.
You want to so badly, I though. I can tell.
Like, I want to ask Mandy if she had to share the computer with Pat. What'd she find on there?
Video games. Always video games, Shannon.
I mean, if we're talking about Pat, yeah, it's almost certainly just video games.
That's true. That's true. We did ask everyone what they got for Christmas. We're going to read that off because we only have about 15, 20 minutes left. Amazingly, this just kind of flew right by. I also want to point out that Cody just posted in that legendary PZ85 group chat, which right now is called Christmaszilla 1985.
It's true.
Nice.
Santa Kodu is his name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember yours, Jesse.
I don't either. I'll be honest with you.
Tanner's the Abominable Tan Man.
That just sounds weird.
I remember you were, what are you?
Hunter is the Hunt Cracker.
I think you're,
That's awesome.
Frosty the Snow Shannon.
That sounds about right.
I think it's
what
you.
Was Aces? I need to find Aces and Daltons. Jesse, you're Jesse the Red-Nosed JK.
I don't entirely get
that one.
let's see. And God, Asa doesn't say very much. But it's coming up, because this is where I was talking about Dylan Roof, and everybody was like getting upset about it. Asenezer Scrooge.
That's right.
Dalton is like
Elf on the Shelf.
Dalton on a Shelf. Yeah,
Dalton on a Shelf.
Because the worst thing
that
possible
is,
for Christmas.
I was going to say, that's
yeah,
the
basically,
worst
like, we have a theme for the PZ85 chat. Anytime we do a theme for...
Dalton's always the worst.
Dalton's always the worst.
Yeah, we just give him the lamest thing. Because like even just recently, like between Halloween and Christmas, or no, it was Pokemon and Christmas. Because we did Pokemon, then we did wrestling briefly. Was it SmackDown? Maybe?
Yeah. SmackDown Live, yeah.
Yeah, and they just, like, basically Hunter changed us all to, gave us wrestling names, or names of wrestlers on SmackDown, and Dalton was James Ellsworth.
Yeah. The lamest person involved, yeah. So, and there's a reason Dalton's the lowest on the totem pole, though. He deserves it.
Yeah.
I hope all he gets for Christmas is coal.
But I beat him in fantasy football and knocked him out of the playoffs.
Oh, that's the best. That's the best thing that ever happened.
You aren't here for me to talk about that.
Is CJ still in it?
No. Oh, yeah. CJ's got to play me this week in the second round of the playoffs.
Tanner, I think.
Yep, and you play Tanner.
But Dalton's out. Dalton's
out. I knocked his ass out.
Thank God. Anyway, what I was going to say originally before I really went off topic is that Cody said Suicide Squad is better than Batman versus Superman, but just barely. It felt like a fucking fever dream.
What?
Suicide Squad.
I haven't seen it.
Better than Batman versus Superman.
I still haven't seen it either.
Well, first off,
I really kind of don't care.
You don't, because it's not good. We did an entire hour and a half show about how terrible it was.
I know.
And Batman versus Superman was better.
It was better, only because Suicide Squad had no redeeming qualities.
Yes.
Where Batman versus Superman at least had Ben Affleck as Batman and Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman.
And Jeremy Irons as Alfred Pennyworth.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Because he was awesome.
Yeah.
He was Scar.
Yes. Yes, he was.
All right, so let's hear those fan submissions.
Okay, I was about to rail on her.
That's fine.
I was about to go off on
her. No, that's
why
I said.
Bring it on, you know.
No, we don't have enough time, Lindsay.
Let's start off with Ali A. Bear. Speaking of her, she said, picking a favorite is hard. Last year was my favorite Christmas with my favorite gifts, like an awesome Western Batman figure, another awesome Batman figure. Oh, my God. Batman, Oogie Boogie Mopey, and a Gizmo doll. My most memorable gift from childhood was the amazing Ali doll I got from my parents. It was a child-sized ballerina doll. Jesus Christ, Shannon. And my parents got it just because her name was Allie, and they won't let me forget it. They won't let her forget her name is Allie?
Or that she bought the doll because her name is Allie.
Oh, I'll say, because if she forgets her name is Allie, she needs to get it tattooed on her stomach like Johnny Cage did.
Just Cage.
Allie did have a good Christmas last year, because I don't think she'd ever gotten a Christmas gift before that, other than that amazing Allie doll. The fact that there's a doll called Amazing Allie pisses me off, and I'm actually getting angrier thinking about it.
Why?
I don't know. There's no Superior Shannon dolls out there.
Do you want me to make you
It'd
a Superior
a
Shannon
too.
Doll?
It would be.
Yeah.
Or at least transgender.
I mean,
well, nowadays.
Let's be fair. Shannon and I both share that same thing. He and I have masculine names.
What?
That can also be applied to women.
There's three of us at this table with androgynous names.
Yeah, Lindsay. I've met male Lindsays before.
I have not. I was like,
there was a character in Angel named Lindsay. Yeah,
huh.
Yeah. So it'll happen. I don't think there's any male Mandys.
I can't think of any.
Unless it's like man-D. That's his rap name.
I specifically don't go by Amanda because in third grade I got made fun of all the time for going, oh man, duh.
She
royally hurt my feelings and pissed me off, and I refuse to ever go by
Amanda.
I mean,
that must have taken them hours to think up.
I think I think that happens to an Amanda in every elementary school on the planet.
They fucking suck. You fucking suck if you've done it. I hate you.
We just had two Amandas, so one was Amanda and one was Mandy, so we didn't get them mixed up.
Well, yeah,
I go by Mandy.
I think
I know there was an Amanda.
School, yes.
There was an Amanda in my grade, and somebody made that joke. Like, ha, she's a man. Duh.
I'd also never heard that joke until you just made it.
It's so fucking pissed me off.
It's so
I almost
bad.
Clobbered some people in third grade.
I just imagine, like, somehow even tinier Mandy. Just
like, she's just all she's that rage in a smaller package.
She's at your knees going, hey, motherfucker.
I'll wait till they get on the eagle's nest and I push their ass off of that thing.
Mandy's ruthless.
We got a new nickname for her, Homicidal Mandy.
So I mean, there's a reason it was called The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy. Yeah.
Sorry, Billy.
Yeah! That's amazing.
That's for David.
They can have their right. Grim Adventures.
J.R. Davis, our old friend, says, my favorite Christmas gift was the guitar I got last year. It's beautiful and it plays like butter. He then shamelessly plugs himself and says, check it out, also come to my shows. And he posted a picture of him with the guitar. JR is the coolest douchebag I know. JR, you're the boss. Chelsea Shutt, our old friend who I haven't talked to in a long, long time in person, and I kind of miss Chelsea sometimes. She's a wonderful girl. Says, my favorite Christmas gift was probably my PlayStation 1. I remember getting it and being so happy about it. All my neighborhood friends came to play it all the time, and it was the first system that was mine. Also got me into gaming. I was maybe 5, she asked me. I don't know. Somewhere around there.
Is she that much younger than us?
Oh, yeah. Chelsea's like 12 right now.
Okay.
I think her and Allie are actually the same age, if I remember correctly.
That
Chelsea
might be true.
Always brings up, she's like, yeah, you like, and Jesse used to serve me when I was like 14 at GameStop. And I was like, get out.
Because I mean, like, I was in middle school, I'm pretty sure, when we got the PlayStation.
Well, I mean, she might have just been, you know, she might have been older and got
right
one.
When
yeah. Maybe she wanted retro, you know? Brandy Calvert, Tanner's lovely wife, who was very close to popping that baby out.
Mm-hmm.
Said my favorite Christmas gift was my engagement ring from Tanner.
Aww.
I want to make fun of it, but I'm not
suck
going
up
to.
Points.
I don't think she needs to suck up to Tanner at all.
Nope.
It's actually the other way around. Mimi Prino says, or Shamitra.
She will kill you.
She really will. Like, you, the death is coming now.
Mimi, I did tell Mandy the story about how your hair fell out when we were in the pool.
He did, but I still love you.
Also, there's a story I didn't tell you once about Pat was drunk one night. Pat was drunk. And he was telling me about how nice Mimi's weave smelled. I tell Mimi that, and she just cries laughing. Because he was just like, her weave smells so good.
What? How is this the first time I've heard this story?
Oh, my God.
This might not be a story that Pat wants shared. So
too bad.
Well, it's there now.
Jesse, the powers that be, Kevin Redbeard Shankelberg.
I love that guy.
I do, too. I miss him. Says, I got the album Goo Goo Dolls, album Name, from my parents when I was 7. I heard the song on the radio every day when I went to school, fell in love with the band, and have listened to them ever since. I still have that original Christmas, or the CD from Christmas.
Sweet. I love the Goo Goo Dolls.
Do you remember that time Kevin was working with us? I wasn't there. I think it was you and him.
Guy came in and insulted the Goo Goo Dolls, and he almost destroyed them.
Yes, Kevin
that was
like,
funny.
Put them down verbally.
Because, they came in and said, like, what is this music? And Kevin was already, like, in a bad mood that day. And he was actually listening to the Goo Goo Dolls to make himself, like, feel better. It was a little pick-me-up. And some kids came in and were like, what is this music? He's like, it's the Goo Goo Dolls.
And, that's a stupid name.
But he's like, well, no, they actually said, well, that's a gay name. Oh, Kevin was not happy.
As one thing we don't do at the store, and we don't do in life in general, I don't think any of us do it, thank God, except for maybe Zach Price, for reasons.
Yeah.
Because we don't use the term gay as a derogatory term.
Right, like it doesn't have a negative connotation to it us.
That is stupid.
Yeah. It's like, the dumbest thing.
When you say, oh, that's gay, I want to punch you. Every time I hear a little kid come here and say, oh, that game's gay, I want to punch him in his stupid-ass little mouth.
What about that middle-aged woman? Like, is this game gay?
That was the worst, because that is a grown-ass woman that came to me and asked, I want to get a game for my kid. What about, is this one gay? This one's pretty gay.
Yes, there are homosexuals in the game, ma'am.
This game loves to have sex with games of a similar
persuasion. Yes, if you actually buy this game with that game and then pre-order it, you get the ultimate gay combo. Yeah. Love it.
If you put your two games on the table next to each other and leave, when you come back, they'll be on top of each other.
This is the craziest thing.
Covered in game ejaculate.
Ew.
It's like a little metallic dust.
I think that went a little too far.
A little elbow grease never hurt anybody. Oh, also... No, hold on. Tanner replied to that statement. Here are the brownie points. Just do me a favor and try not to give me a daughter for Christmas. I can wait a little longer. And Brandy said, you got to talk to her about that. She seems to be in a rush. I can almost guarantee you they are in the same room together.
Almost certainly.
Speaking on Facebook.
No, it's adorable.
I can't say anything. My roommates and I used to do that in college.
We did that.
I know.
Back to back.
I know.
I've done that.
You do that now. It's true.
I would get mad when I'd be like with two friends and we'd all be out and I'd see them texting each other and they're like, yeah, I think we're going to head out now. I'm like, you just texted about leaving.
Oh, no. Gosh. Ariel and I used to do that in our dorm room when other people were over and we would just have conversations between the two of us while whatever was on the TV was going.
Yeah, it's like, well, I'm going to text my friend. I'm sick of being here. Are you ready to go? Like, really? You going to text that? That shit's rude.
She's sucking on her soda now. She's angry.
I would also be upset if someone did that to me, though at the same time, like, I have done that to other people.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm pretty sure I've done it with Shannon.
I think we've done it, too. Yeah.
It's like, just text like, all right, let's time to head out. I'm tired of hearing this story.
Time
to
hit the old dusty trail. But at least you, like, discreet about it. Like, I legit, like, saw it and, like...
The thing is going back and forth.
They're just showing you the text. Hey, I gotta get going.
No, in my mind, what's happening? Like they're sitting there. Like one pulls out their phone, stares right at Mandy, starts typing.
Yep.
The whole time, no breaking eye contact.
And then you
send,
hear
that, and then the next person picks up their phone.
And you hear like the the vibrator, the ding, and I'm like, you did not.
And then pulls out their phone, stares at Mandy. Oh, we gotta go.
Yeah.
Something just came up.
Just like the slight nod. Well, I think we actually have to go.
Sure you do.
God.
So Mimi answered.
Yay.
And she said, the year I got Sailor Moon everything, my sophomore year is high school, I got dolls, wands, rings, and manga. And then there's three faces with the hearts in the eyes.
Because that's what she does.
Mandy does that too.
My aunt would buy me dolls, and I was like, Aunt Kelly. She bought me a giant dollhouse.
One Christmas, it was all Barbie. And Everything was Barbie.
I was like, I am such a tomboy. I have an older brother, and I'm like riding bikes outside and playing video games with him and Barbies. Barbies. Like, I didn't touch them. They wanted you to be a woman.
They just needed to get you a stove.
I did. I did get into Bratz dolls briefly. But that was
why?
Because they were fashionable.
Oh.
And my best friend Megan had them all, and the outfits were cool. I said briefly.
I liked the anime ones, and they had a couple Tokyo streetwear ones.
There was one time I tried to buy a She-Ra doll, and my dad was like, why are you buying that? I'm like, because I love She-Ra. And he's just like, no, you get that He-Man.
She-Ra was awesome.
And I don't think dad realized that he was pushing me into a homoerotic lifestyle.
No, you get that He-Man.
He's shirtless. Look at his pecs. Look at him.
Aspire to be this man.
Dad, why did you bring me to a gay steel mill?
I don't know.
There was one doll when I was a kid that I was actually really jealous of girls for having that guys had no equivalent.
Sky Dancers.
Yep, because we talked about this story before. Because Lindsay was the one that had the name of the doll. Basically, like, they were called Sky Dancers, and you ripped a cord, and they were little fairies
and had a bass, and they were just little, like, helicopters.
Yeah, and they were friggin' sweet.
Right.
But there was no male equivalent.
We didn't
have
them.
They have Ninja Turtle ones now.
Now?
Yeah, not when I was a kid.
When we were kids, we had to take the damn action figures ourselves and move them.
And then throw them in the air if we wanted to fly.
The queen over here with her zip cord.
I never had one. I knew what they were.
I played with Ninja Turtles.
And there were a couple of
girls. I had my Little Ponies.
And Light Bright.
Yes, Light Bright. Yeah. It would hurt your fingers if you lined the thing up just the tiniest bit wrong.
By the way, Light Bright sucked ass.
No, they didn't. They were the best. I wish I still had mine. Those things sell for like $80 freaking now.
Dude, that's the best part about Grandma's house is one, she had orange soda. Two, she had Light Bright. And three, there's always hot chocolate.
No, you just plug little lights into a board and hope it makes something.
Cool. They had specific patterns or you could make your own.
Okay.
Well, I'm so high on my throne, I can't hear your shitty excuses.
All right. I just realized what you guys were talking about.
I just didn't remember that it's shitty.
No.
Because I didn't. I guess maybe it was my family. Maybe my mom and dad
bought
it.
You probably got the off-brand.
No, they got Light Bright, but they didn't have any books, instructions, or anything. I just had a bunch of pegs and a board.
So they picked one up from a yard sale, but it didn't come with all the black sheets that had the little dots and stuff
one.
On it.
Yeah. I'm sitting there putting little lights in and going, oh, this is cool. I made a straight line.
No, like
I made an arrow pointing to my misery.
How cool is Tic Tac Toe in that, though?
So, Shannon.
I didn't have friends either. So,
unfortunately, I'm not with you on this one, buddy. You were missing out.
Oh, because definitely.
Because I also had a Light Bright, and I freaking like. One of my favorite things to do when I was really little, I would go to Grandma's house because Grandma had a Light Bright
with the wind,
and we always sat in the my grandma and grandpa's house was huge. They actually did have some money, and So we went there, and they had like the second living room,
the family room.
Sure.
Parlor. That's what my grandma called her living room.
I always
parlor.
We always just called it the second living room because there were legitimately two. And yeah, we went into the second living room. We would watch TV in there. The adults would be in the first living room. And yeah, Jake and I would just sit there and watch a movie, and I would just sit there with this big old light bright in front of me, and I'd put up whatever pattern, and I'd just start putting like the colored pegs in there.
Because you had the little letters that told you which color to put where, and then when you plugged it in, it was all pretty.
I winged it.
We're buying you a light bright.
I winged it.
I want a light bright. Have you seen some of the stuff people do with light brights
now? I'm about to buy you a light bright right now, man.
And for the record, Jesse, yes, I was without as a kid. My bedroom door was an old blanket nailed to the wall. You know how hard it was to masturbate thinking that someone could walk in through that curtain at any point like a goddamn wrestler?
I mean, if it makes you feel any better, like...
A lot of wrestlers walked into my room when I masturbated, by the way.
Whenever I was a kid,
Sexy Sarge
did not have a door on my room.
I had a door.
Like, I didn't have a door on my room.
Lindsay, you remember the blanket, right? Remember the blanket?
The curtain?
Yeah. That's what locked everyone out from
us.
Why
do you get those cool bead design doorway things?
Because I'm not Zach Kyrgios. I'm not growing pot back there, so...
No, because that was a.
Because I wanted the actual sheet to sort of block out the smoke from the living room.
That's a whole other story.
I did. Yeah, my parents smoked too.
Hey, Ace of Gray answered.
Hey,
hey,
I like
the
that
five
guy.
Star man. The five star man said, and this is a popular theme tonight. My Nintendo 64. My mom had me open GoldenEye first and acted like she thought it was a Super Nintendo game.
Oh, that's great.
I was so bummed until she said, well, then I guess this won't work for it either. And the next thing I opened was the 64 itself.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
That's pretty good. My mom she eventually got tired of me, and I've said this before, she got tired of me opening up gifts early, so she wrote the gifts out to herself, which then tricked me into thinking my mom was getting awesome gifts for Christmas, and then I opened them up on Christmas, and they were for me, and I was actually disappointed. Ethan Craig Miles, who was sitting in the room with us, said, after a lot of debating, I'd have to say it's my Nintendo GameCube with Super Mario Sunshine and Luigi's Mansion. When I was younger, I ended up using the GameCube the most. Mario Sunshine and Luigi's Mansion has the most nostalgia from my youth tied to it, and it's made me better that there's still games. It's made me even better that there's still games. Yeah, that's fine. In their own right. Also, when my mom was a kid, she and her sisters got an Atari 2600 that she found. It was supposed to be open on Christmas. She opened it 2 weeks before and got caught playing the worst version of Pac-Man. That is true, Ethan. Very true. Here's a sad one.
Uh-oh.
Why? I thought this was happy time.
It was until goddamn Brandon Barbwire showed up.
What did he do?
The champ said, goddamn.
Not taking your pictures anymore, Brandon.
I can't read. He said, I got a hug once. That was nice.
Can we give him hugs on Christmas?
It gets worse.
Uh-oh.
He then replied and said, of course, he told me later he was drunk and thought I was my brother. His face was filled with disappointment, but it was cool that he at least spoke to me.
Wow!
No! The bitch.
Like, I know, is that joke? Is it his character?
I don't know.
Or
it's a bit.
Is it just? I know it's a bit. It's got to be a bit. It has to be a bit.
Oh my god!
He seems like a much more well-adjusted person than that.
I did reply and just said, "Jesus Christ, champ." He did lol, so hopefully that was a bit.
Is why he needs to win so bad in wrestling.
Yeah, if that's not a bit, I'm never booing him again. He needs all the love.
He's still trying to get his dad's attention. Even his champ. He can't quite get
Can you
there.
See me now, Dad? And lastly, Tanner Calvert said, it's really hard to pick out something like that, so I'll pick what surprised me the most. I wanted an Anaheim Ducks shirt / hoodie for years, but never got one until last year, thanks to my beautiful wife. Shocked the hell out of me. Might have even teared up a bit. It's a good story. The one thing I never got that I always wanted was a St. Louis Cardinals. No, not St. Louis Cardinals. I think it was a Pittsburgh Penguins jersey. Like the hockey jersey?
Yeah.
I always wanted a Pittsburgh Penguins jersey, which is odd that this was before I ever knew you or Allie or Mandy or anybody, that I had a connection to Pittsburgh. I love
you
the
You know
Penguins.
Which teams
Infinity.
To pick.
Right. You pick the good teams. I never got the damn table that you got with the air hockey and pool and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was mad.
That's
I put
a good
that
way
on
to end
Christmas
this.
I never got my Super Nintendo. That's all I wanted was a Super Nintendo.
Jesse, what'd you never get?
And a pony.
There's still time.
Man, I don't know. Like, there was a lot of stuff I never got. Like, I never got any of the Zords for the Power Rangers toys.
Oh, see, I hooked my little brother up.
Yeah, those are always something that I really wanted. Like, any of that really, like, the big toys.
You can buy them now.
Yeah, and they're like $80.
Buy anything I want now.
I always like what Pat got, too, so it was like a double whammy. Sweet.
I mean, yeah, that was the same. That was the same thing that like Jake and I got. Like anything that I got, Jake got, and vice versa.
Yep.
Except that a lot of times my mom would just combine like, "This is for both of you."
Uh huh.
And you just go, "There ain't two of them."
you see two things here. I only see one.
I see two people.
So like any of those like big toys that everybody like thought were really cool. A few of my friends would get and stuff like that. Like, I never got any of that. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of what we got was, like, any of the big stuff that we got were mostly video games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was awesome, because, you know, I love video games, but, yeah, like, that was really it, I think.
No. I think the important lesson here is Santa watches fat ass. He gonna pay what he owe.
I did actually get, since you're speaking, talking about jerseys.
Yeah.
A few years ago, that was actually, Katie got me my current Colts jersey.
Nice.
The closest thing I ever got to getting a jersey was a generic jersey from
Stephen Berry's.
Oh, boy.
And I still have both of them.
No, you don't.
Oh, Stephen.
Oh, no, you cut one and turn it into a stomach shirt, which I can't wear. Well, I might be able to wear a little bit better now. What happened to the other one?
You told me to get rid of it. You didn't want it anymore.
What'd you do with it?
I gave it to Goodwill because you told me to get rid of it on one of the closet binges.
Oh.
It's not some redneck or meth heads wearing my jersey?
Possibly.
Almost certainly.
Unless I've messed up, then it's in one of my random bins of fabric somewhere.
It's fine. It was mesh. It was see-through. So I hated wearing a shirt under it because it makes me look so bulky. And if I didn't, it was all nipple. So don't worry about it. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight, guys. We will be back next week. We're not taking a week off this year for Christmas. We learned our lesson last year.
Did we?
Yeah, because the viewers went down when we came back because everybody was like, "Oh, that show's over now. They stopped doing it." No, we're not. We're still here. Please come back. Please come back.
We didn't close. Grand reopening.
Grand reopening.
So we'll be back next week. We'll start again on Sunday with Nerd Up. And the Saturday show, unless I chicken out, which could happen. Wait and see.
I want to watch Rogue One.
We're going tomorrow.
Friday night.
No. We have our tradition.
We're going to go watch it on Christmas.
Oh.
But I kind of see what they're saying.
I want to watch it so bad.
So watch it tomorrow with us.
But I have to close.
We're going at 10.
Boom.
Oh, but yeah, but then you have to be up at 8 in the morning.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's Star Wars. Come on.
It is.
I know.
I mean, how long can the movie be?
Let's talk about this off the air.
I had to get up in the middle of the last one because I had to pee because it went so long.
Well, hopefully this one will be a good one. Oh! All right, we're out of here, guys. Thank you for listening. We'll see you maybe on Saturday, definitely on Sunday. Go see Rogue One and support us on patreon.com/podzilla1985. Buy the shirts at redbubble.com. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on YouTube. No, that's a different guy. Have a good night, guys. Bye, Mandy.
Bye.